I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hi, everyone.
This is episode 126. And if you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 4 and 6. And we are gamers who parents who game. And we like to talk about life and games here on the podcast. So I will go ahead and kick us off with what's been going on in life this last week, 2 weeks. I don't know how long it's been. We're kind of in this weird schedule where...
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're kind of in this weird schedule where we're not being as finite on our recording dates and upload dates and all that. So now we have a little bit more than normal to talk about. But that said, we did have a pretty unique week here, at least in the U.S., where Switch 2 pre-orders went live.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty big deal. One particular evening that I spent trying to battle my way into getting a pre-order for a Switch 2, which was not easy because it kept getting like rejected by, you know, all the different retailers that are offering it, you know, because like everyone's trying to go get it at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing that happens when any console kind of launches. Mm-hmm. At the start.
Yeah.
And you know, anyways, about 45 minutes later, I was able to get a pre-order for the Switch 2, so that is exciting. That we'll get to try that out when it comes out in a couple months.
Yeah, I didn't expect so many people would want to buy it.
Yeah, it kind of felt like the whole PS5 thing when the PS5 came out, except the PS5 thing lasted like months.
Mm-hmm.
Of nobody having it.
True.
And this one was luckily, you know, within like an hour was able to find something that worked, but took lots and lots of tries.
Yeah, and it's the pre-order.
Yeah, so I did end up getting the Mario Kart World bundle, so that will be our first game that we can play on it.
Yay, more Mario Kart.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool, an open world Mario Kart game, which they showed off with the announcement of that not too long ago and a bunch of other games that are going to be coming to Switch 2, and enough of them that I thought looked cool that I think it's worth getting the new console.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only thing that's been going on this last week. I will also say, and this is not so much of a good thing, but it's literally like almost exactly a year ago, I had that health issue with having to have a cyst removed from my head.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have another one, but not in the same place, actually on my chest. Now I have another cyst. So I'm going to have that removed.
Yeah.
In about 2 weeks. We already have the date and appointment and everything set. And last time it was, you know, a week of having stitches and just trying not to do much and not be as active, which is kind of tough when you have younger kids around, you know, things like soccer practice and chasing the kids around the house and trying to get them dressed and bathed and all that kind of stuff. So it's always makes it a little bit harder to play dad around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have the surgery set for a couple weeks away, and they had actually already cut into it to drain it. And so now I kind of just have this small hole in my chest that we're dealing with until then. So it's like not as bad as what it's going to be, but kind of still annoying and painful at this stage. So I'm just ready to get all of that over with.
Yeah.
And get on with whatever happens next. But basically, most of April so far has been kind of rough with that. And then first half of May will probably be pretty much the same, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I'll be playing Nurse.
Yes, you already have been playing Nurse, and I'm glad that I have such a good nurse, and I want to thank you for being awesome and being a good nurse to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we Also, on a lighter note, had Easter over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right? We got to bring our kids to a big neighborhood Easter egg hunt. Right?
Yes. That
was held at our friend's house, who has the largest backyard by far.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of room, lots of eggs. I don't even dare to, like, guess how many eggs there were, but there was, like, multiple hundred at least, right?
Yeah, more than 300, that's for sure.
More than 300, yeah. I mean, they were, like, everywhere. Most of the kids are, you know, kind of on the younger side, so they were just, like, all the eggs were just hidden in plain sight, basically. Just all scattered around the grass. Very easy to see, and it just became a grab as many eggs as you can, as fast as you can game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, the kids got lots of eggs, lots of stuff, a little bit of candy.
Mm-hmm. I think there were more than 20 kids about there of all ages.
Yeah. Combined birthday party as well.
Yes.
Birthday party with Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually on Easter Day, which was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a big, bouncy house and a bouncy house with a water slide.
Yeah. And it was warm that day, and they also, like, had rented a ice cream machine,
yes,
which was really cool. Like, I've never thought about that.
And it's a soft serve.
Yeah, like a soft serve machine. They just, kids could just go up and, you know, fill up a cone or a cup.
Mm-hmm. And they also had snow cones.
And a snow cone machine to make snow cones. Yes.
Yeah. The full shebang.
Yeah, all the nice things to have on a hot outside birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was worried that there won't be enough eggs at first, you know, with like over 20 kids. But it's amazing that our kids got like 40 eggs each. So I'm pretty sure everyone had plenty of eggs.
Yeah, I know our kids at least filled up their buckets and then they couldn't fit any more eggs. And so they had to like give them to us to like pour out somewhere and then they could go back to filling up their buckets again.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's just so many eggs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely multiple hundreds.
Yes, but Easter wasn't the only holiday the last couple of weeks. We also had Earth Day.
Which wasn't a holiday, but
yeah,
it was a day to celebrate Earth. And at our son's school, they had a family picnic event. And at our daughter's preschool, they had this whole Earth Day festival where there's a lot of recycling and reusing materials that are Earth-friendly or environmental-friendly.
Yeah, we talk about all the different events that they do at Faith's preschool. Like they have like the Science Day and the Rodeo Day. And
International Night. You
know, yeah, and this one was just a lot like those. They feel kind of similar to me, but I love how they do them. Like every classroom is like a different activity and they try to teach the kids different things, you know, and the parents come back that evening with the kids and kind of explore all the different classrooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what did the kids do? Dylan made like a foam earth with like, what it was called, like a bubbly earth, but it was like green and blue
vinegar
with
baking soda.
Yep, so kind of like a fizzy earth in like a tray.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool looking and fun for him. And then Faith made a hat with like a bunch of plants and animal stickers or something.
Yeah, paper plate. The hat itself was made out of paper plate. Yeah. And then kind of reminded me of the Tefiti from Moana, you know, with
the flower.
Flower crown.
Yeah.
Supposedly like Mother Earth or mm-hmm. Mother Nature, sort of. And
yeah.
And then they also made...
Rain clouds.
Rain clouds. Yeah. And ladybug.
Yeah.
Using the bottom of plastic bottles. I guess that's like reusing plastic bottles to make...
Yeah. Recycling.
Yeah. Recycling. Yeah. But yeah, it's another fun-filled...
evening.
Mm-hmm. To remind the children how to reuse and recycle and reduce waste.
Mm-hmm.
By making more art craft, which will be turned into waste. No.
Yeah.
Which will be recycled, I mean.
At least we'll get to play with it for a little bit first.
Yeah.
And so far, this weekend, because we're recording it on a weekend, has been a very busy one. We had a soccer game, which we won, and then we went to lunch. to somewhere we've been looking forward to going, which is actually called Pop Fancy Dessert Bar. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's in town in Houston, and every like month and a half or something like that, they change themes, like the decor and the menu and all this stuff, right? And as of the last maybe 2 weeks, they have changed the theme to Naruto.
Yes.
Which, if you've been listening to our show long, you definitely know that we're big fans of Naruto around here. And so they put up like all kinds of different Naruto decor around the shop, you know, like cutouts of the different characters. Like in the middle of the shop, they put like this tree up, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of, there's a tree in like one of the main scenes of the show, right? And they have like a cutout of Naruto right there. And they have like the rope swing coming down from the tree,
which is very significant in the Naruto, the anime I'm in,
because
that's the swing that he sits on as a kid.
Yeah, and they have, what are those, like the Japanese lantern things up along the wall?
Yeah, and the whole like wall had this Japanese village kind of look, you know, with the roof and windows to...
Yeah, were there like balconies?
Yeah, and balconies.
Like, kind of mini fake balconies that they had other characters from the show like posted up there.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of looks like a shop house or a row of buildings that are from the Naruto anime, which looks really cool to see, right? Like as if you're walking into a different world or something.
Yeah, and then... probably my favorite part was the very back of the shop. They had kind of like this running waterfall thing, but it was like a projection, right?
Yeah, I did not know it was a projection. I thought for sure.
You thought it was a real waterfall in there?
Well, no. I mean, I thought they had like a fountain that looks like a wall fountain, you know, that kind of.
That would be pretty legit.
Yeah.
But it's a lot cheaper to just have a projector.
I know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then... if you're familiar with the show, if you're thinking big waterfall, you might be thinking of the... what is it? What is it called?
The final battle.
Final...
it's at the Valley of the End, where is the final battle between Naruto and Sasuke.
That's right. The Valley of the End, where they have the monuments of Madara and Hashirama.
Yeah.
Which was like where they had their big battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So significant... place in the show, and they kind of designed that at the restaurant too, so that was really cool and unique and pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I like how the windows that were like facing outside or inside, I don't know, of the shop, you know, of that little Japanese shop houses, like they had animated screens
so,
of the hot spring.
Yes. Which is not like a huge part of the show, but like they're in the show and they sometimes go there. And so, yeah, if looking like at the wall, you could kind of see like through the glass or like, I guess like plastic, probably more like hard plastic. And you can see like kind of it's a moving image, which I don't know, like what it didn't seem like. It wasn't like a projector. Like, I don't know.
I think it's a screen behind there.
Some kind of screen behind there. Yeah. To show like different things probably. And this one for the Naruto theme, they chose like the... you know, bathhouse or whatever.
Yeah, and I thought it was cute because some parts is like you're...
I was like, all of a sudden, I was Jiraiya.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just the decor. Even like before we even went inside, walking up to the place, they had a speaker outside that was playing Naruto music.
Yeah.
Right? So it was like, all right, we're at the right place. I could definitely could tell. And not to mention, like, this... they changed the whole menu, right, to be Naruto themed.
Yeah.
So, like, you could order different drinks that were, like, themed on, like, different moves that the main characters have, right? And they were pretty cool. Like, one of them was, like, blue, right? Or, like, yellow, pink, like, different colored drinks
that
you could get based on different characters.
And the drinks were even named after.
Yeah.
Some of their abilities, you know?
Yep.
Like Chidori, which we ordered.
Yes, yeah. And they have like different noodle dishes and curries, and I forget the names of those, right? And then they had like the Ninja Academy French toast or something like that, right?
Yeah, they even have the bell test.
Yeah.
Which is a drink, matcha drink.
Mm-hmm. Which is also relates to one of the earlier episodes in the show.
Mm-hmm. And you drank something which was kind of like a mojito, pineapple mojito. It's non-alcoholic though.
Yeah.
And it's called Rasen Shuriken.
Yeah, which is one of Naruto's signature moves.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And the kids loved that drink.
Yeah, the drink was really good. I had like 3 sips and then the kids drank all of the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one liked the Chidori that I ordered because...
Too much coconut, I think.
I love coconut water.
Yeah. So... and the food was okay.
The food was okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, I would think that the drinks and the desserts are the go-to.
Yeah, I think going back, yeah, I think I liked more of the desserts that we tried mm-hmm. versus like the food. But I'd still go back for the food, but even more so, I think, for the desserts. We also had like this, it was like waffle on a stick, but it had like jelly on it, and it came with like a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? Like waffles and ice cream was really good together.
Uh-huh.
So I would have that again. And probably the French toast thing that we didn't get to try.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty good. So there's a few other things that I would go back for.
True. But I do want to add the whole reason why it attracts people is mostly because of also the ambience.
Yeah.
Like just experiencing a cafe like that, that has like pop culture. Remember, it had like Harry Potter before this. It yeah. also had One Piece before this. And they changed everything. It was so pirate themed for One Piece. And for Harry Potter, it was so magical. Like, I wish I was there for the Harry Potter theme, but we just mm-hmm. found out about it. So, yeah, hopefully they would do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole ambience was amazing. And they had merch.
Yes, that's the other thing that I was going to say is that they had things you could buy there too that, you know, you could get. They had like hats, pillows, Funko Pops. They had like these like toy rings you could get that were like the different Akatsuki rings.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What else do they have? I would have gotten that if you told me. I'm glad I didn't tell you that. Would have gotten more. They had like these toy kunais. They had like Naruto's like frog purse.
Yeah, frog purse.
Right? Which is funny if like you know, follow the show and stuff. But also like if you don't, it just looks ridiculous. Which is fair. What else? They had like different like figurines too, right? A lot of those.
Banners, posters.
Yeah, all, but like all kinds of like different Naruto stuff like that you would find at like going to like a convention or something, right?
Yeah.
And you'd find these merchants that were selling kind of stuff like this. So it was pretty cool. We ended up getting a Naruto pillow and a Sakura pillow because our kids need more soft things for their beds. We just rotate things in and out like all the time with them. So they each got a new pillow. I got a cool Naruto hat that just has the hidden leaf symbol, which is nice because I don't have a Naruto hat yet. And so now I do. And it's pretty simple. Like other than that, like it's just the symbol. So most people, if you don't know what it is, then like you would have no clue. It's Naruto.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. I like that.
Yeah.
And then we got the toy kunai for Dylan.
Yeah, he wanted the kunai so bad.
Which is now on display.
Yes. And what else did he ask for?
I know. The headband.
The headband, yeah. He wanted the Hidden Leaf Ninja headband.
The forehead protector, whatever.
Yeah.
And the coin purse.
I got myself the coin purse.
I expect you to use it, though.
I know. And I felt so judged by our 4-year-old. She was like, why do you get that frog?
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's a purse. I didn't tell her it's a coin purse. I just said it's a purse. And then she looks at my handbag and she goes, you already have a purse, which looks like nicer, you know? Like totally judging my choice as an adult. I'm like...
You know what's bad when your 4-year-old judges your life choices?
I know. But I got the cheapest stuff out of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's about it for that place. Definitely cool. I'd go back again, like if it's another theme that we like, but probably depends on that.
Yeah, it's not near, that's for sure. It's like 40 minutes away.
Yeah, that's true. That's another thing. So that's not the only thing we did today. When we got back, actually not even when we got back, on our way back from that place, we decided to stop and hit up our local movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Because we had been wanting to see the Minecraft movie.
Yes.
That's been out for, I think, a couple weeks now. And I've heard good things about it. It's Minecraft, and figured the kids would like it.
Yeah.
So we saw that. What did you think about it?
I like seeing the stuff that we play on screen, you know, from the villagers to the animals and the whole Minecraft world in itself, and also the enemies that we fight in. But the storyline, I don't know. I like Jumanji better in terms of like going into the game world kind of storyline. The storyline, I mean. Not talking about the game world. The game world, I like this better because it's relatable to what we play. But yeah, I don't know much about the storyline. It just, I didn't like how they portrayed Jason Momoa as, you know, like a has-been gamer champion who ends up being broke and stuff like that. You know, like, that's not... I mean, it's already bad that people have these stereotypes. If you're a gamer, you know, you'll not get anywhere in life. Kind of like, you know, mindset that the world sees us gamers. And I feel like that movie did not help. I mean, I know the ending was a good ending, but I'm just saying in the beginning how they portrayed him seems kind of bad because there are a lot of gamers who are successful. So I'm just saying, but...
yeah.
Storyline itself was weird. I think I know they're trying to get like, you know, like a diverse age groups. So some jokes our kids didn't get because it was more mature.
Yeah, I think a lot of the jokes our kids didn't get.
Yeah.
Which is fine as long as they're funny for the adults too.
Yeah.
Right? And if it kind of goes over the kids' heads. And I found like a lot of those I didn't really find that funny. Even, and like, I found a lot of parts kind of like cringy, to be honest.
It's like a Saturday Night Live kind of cringe.
Yeah, it was like
trying so hard.
Yeah, there was some like parts and like some characters in particular, especially like before they go to the Minecraft world.
Yeah.
That were, I was like, oh, like this isn't even funny. Like, this is bad. Uh-huh. Like, they're, yeah, like, kind of like trying too hard, but like not really funny at all.
Yeah,
like just some of the like the characters like at the beginning in the real world before they get into, you know, the Minecraft world.
Yeah,
I think it does get a little bit better after like the first, I don't know, quarter of the movie or something like that.
Once they got into the Minecraft world, it got better.
Yeah, before that it was kind of like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
So it was okay. I don't think I would go out of my way to watch it again.
Mm-hmm. But I think Dylan also liked it only mostly because he gets to see the game he plays.
Yeah.
In like life size.
Yeah, that was probably the best part for me, was just seeing like the different enemies and characters and items and stuff like from the games.
Uh-huh.
Like in the movie, that's kind of cool. That's always kind of cool.
Yeah.
But everything else was kind of just meh.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Yep. And we like to talk about a lot of the funny things that we have to deal with our kids as parents. And one of it was a recent story about what happened with our 4-year-old.
Yes. So our 4-year-old who loves sweets and in particular ice cream. And my parents had taken Dylan, her older brother, out for ice cream that day. And he brought back his leftover chocolate ice cream. And they had gotten a strawberry ice cream to bring back for Faith. Who, mind you, always wants strawberry, usually.
Strawberry ice cream, yep.
For like everything, right? She likes strawberry. That's her favorite. That's normal. Like, we just know that she likes strawberry ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And... That evening comes around and Dylan's going to finish the rest of his ice cream and we're going to let Faith have some of her strawberry ice cream. And she just throws a fit because she wants the chocolate ice cream that Dylan has, and which is not even that much left.
Yeah.
Right. So like, no, that's Dylan's, but you have the strawberry ice cream that you can have this if you want. And
she's like, I don't like it.
I don't like strawberry ice cream. I want chocolate ice cream.
I know.
And we're like, you don't like strawberry ice cream. Like, you always have strawberry ice cream.
And she's like, yuck, I don't like strawberry ice cream.
And I got it out. Like, I got it, like, nice and, like, you know, soft for her. And I was, like, trying to give her bites, right?
And mind you, this is not even, like, a regular ice cream. It's Baskin and Robbins. It's
Baskin Robbins. This is really good ice cream. And so I was like, yeah, this is so good. Like, let's have this. And then she was not buying it. I was like, I even got out like the chocolate Hershey syrup to put on it to make it more chocolatey, if it's really the chocolate that she wanted.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, that doesn't count. Like, I want chocolate ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And she was crying.
I'm like, there is no more chocolate ice cream, Faith. Like,
screaming.
Yes.
Like a full meltdown.
Oh, yeah. Like, she did not want anything to do with the strawberry ice cream. And she was not being a happy camper. And so she wouldn't take the strawberry, so she ended up going to bed without having any ice cream.
Yeah, I had to calm her down in her room.
And she was also, like, really tired. Mm-hmm. I think it was, like, towards the end of the day, and she was pretty tired. I think that was showing in her, you know, her mood.
Yeah, and I said, oh, you must be tired. Let's go to bed. And she's like, I'm not tired. I just want chocolate ice cream, you know, like, I refuse to admit I'm tired. I know what I want is chocolate ice cream. Basically, that's what she's saying in her language between her tears.
Yeah. And so we're like, oh, no, we put the strawberry ice cream back and figure she'll have that a different day when she feels like having strawberry instead of chocolate. And the next day, my parents trade who they take, right? And so they took Faith out to lunch and then ice cream.
Yep.
Right? And they take her to, I think, a different ice cream place. But anyways, they let her order whatever she wants. And she orders strawberry ice cream.
I know.
Which is the same flavor that she denied wanting the night before.
I know.
And I remember, like, when my parents told us this, and I was like, psh, like, mind blown.
So
I was like, Faith can throw this huge fit about not liking strawberry ice cream and wanting chocolate ice cream. And then the very next day, I go out for ice cream and get strawberry.
Yep.
After telling us she doesn't like strawberry ice cream anymore.
Yeah. And so I asked her, and she's like sheepishly replying that, like, oh, I forgot I wanted chocolate. Or something like that. Or she's just saying that that was last night. Today I want strawberry now. So I'm just like, yeah, sure.
And it's like, girl, you're so hard to please. Like,
I know. But yeah, we thought that story was so relatable if you have a toddler who knows exactly what they want, when they want it, and refuse to admit that it's bedtime. So
yeah, so that's our funny kid story to share this week about ice cream and them. So let's talk about gaming and what we've been playing.
Yes, let's do that.
I have been playing a lot of Warzone the last couple of weeks. Not a lot, but that's been my kind of go-to game when I have time in the evenings, mainly because we are back on Verdansk.
Yeah, and we mentioned that in that previous episode.
Yep. And so still going strong with that and kind of figuring out now what weapons are best and trying to level those and, you know, build those loadouts and all of that. I have been playing on, like, the casual mode, which basically means, like, a good portion of the players in each game are actually bots and not real players. So that makes it a bit easier. The only hard part is figuring out who's a bot and who's a player is always kind of challenging because you get a little cocky thinking you're not going up against real players, and then when you are. And then you and I on stream finished Split Fiction.
I know, I'm so sad.
Yeah, and I think probably a different week we'll have to talk more about Split Fiction as a game and maybe give it a full rating.
Yes.
But we finished it finally over stream, and any quick thoughts on it? Do you want to save most of that?
I want to save most of it for our full-on review next time, so.
Okay, but still, very fun game. I liked it.
I liked it.
Very comparable to It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm.
Worth checking out if you have a gaming buddy or a spouse who likes to game. And then I have still been kind of playing Pokemon Pocket. like not doing any battling or any trading or anything beyond just logging in and getting my 2 packs a day. And I know another set is releasing, I think, on April 30th, something like that. So in less than a week, we are getting a new set.
Oh, that's why you keep wanting Dylan to finish the Shining Revelry.
Well, not necessarily. Just because he has his own account and he's not really using it. So just trying to keep us opening those packs for him, I guess. So, but that's kind of it on Pokemon Pocket. I'm still missing, like, I think 2 of the EX cards from the current set. But I was hoping to get at least one more of them before the set is kind of outdated.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I have pretty much most of the cards. I can always trade for them later on if I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am also playing Marvel Snap. More of that. They added some pretty cool cards recently and made a few new decks. The latest one was like basically this like empowered version of Doctor Strange. He like absorbs cards that you created, which is really fun to put him in a deck that either has Thanos and the Infinity Stones, because those are considered created, or Arishem, who creates a whole bunch of cards and puts them in your deck. So those are the kind of decks that I like generally anyways, and he fits. He's another card for those kinds of deck types. So that one's been pretty fun. And also, I forget what I said last time, where I was in terms of the rank. But yeah, I'm like at 96, 97 out of 100 right now. So I'm kind of getting close to that 100 mark. If I get there, I get like a special card back. That's pretty much the only other thing I get that I haven't already unlocked. If I do that before the season ends, which I think is still like 1 to 2 weeks away. So maybe I'll get that. Probably will. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Do you have anything you wanted to add for gaming?
No.
Any valiant conquests in your game?
Yes, that's tonight, actually. But I've already shielded up and learned from my past mistake. But yeah, I haven't been playing much of my Puzzles and Survival Resident Evil's edition. But I go on every like 2 days or 3 days. Nothing to update on that. I know they're having events now, but because I haven't been logging on as frequently as I hope to, I don't actually know what the event's about. So
okay, that's fine. That is fine. All right, let's talk about new games these last 2 weeks.
Yep.
That have been released. We have Bionic Bay on PC and PS5, Mandragora on PC, PS4, Switch, and Xbox One, Neighbors Suburban Warfare Early Access on PC, Once Upon a Puppet on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Sunderfolk on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Claire Obscure Expedition 33 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Fatal Fury City of the Wolves on PC, PS4, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Tempest Rising on PC, The 100 Line Last Defense Academy on PC and Switch, Days Gone Remastered on PS5, the remake of The End of the Greatest RPG of All Time on PC, Forza Horizon 5, releasing on PS5, and Fragpunk on PS5 and Xbox Series X. A lot of games there. So I was curious, so I looked up Neighbors Suburban Warfare, because that sounded interesting to me. And it's a PvP game, and you play as like different neighbors, and you like basically battle each other in the neighborhood, and you're like kind of going over fences and, you know, into people's lawns and...
That's funny.
Yeah, it's very, like, funny, goofy, silly looking, kind of. So I don't think I'd play it, but, like, it was interesting. I'd say that. And then Days Gone.
Yeah.
Remastered version. That's pretty cool. I kind of missed that game. I still have it on PS4, and I don't think I got, like, a platinum trophy or anything, but I remember, like, you know, fighting all the hordes of zombies and stuff at the end, like... Nothing got your adrenaline going like fighting a horde of zombies in Days Gone, especially at the mill. And if you played that game, I think you probably know what I'm talking about. And then the remake of The End of the Greatest RPG of All Time. That is, what a title. That is a long title, and I'm curious what that one is. But what about Game Pass games? Can you catch us up on what's been releasing on Game Pass?
Yes, new on Game Pass is the Patrick Star game on console, PC, and cloud. Crime Scene Cleaner on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. Tempopo on console, PC, and cloud. The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Remastered on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. Clair Obscur Expedition 33 on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. That is a day one release. And Towerborn on Xbox Series X and S and cloud.
Very nice. Crime Scene Cleaner. That just sounds like Power Washer, but of crime scenes.
I know. Sounds fun.
Sounds like a cross between Power Washer and your mortuary's assistant.
Exactly.
You might like that. And then Elder Scrolls Remastered. I've heard that's a pretty good game. The original, but then now they have this remastered version. So that's probably pretty cool. But now that we've ran through Game Pass games, why don't we share where people can find us? You can check us out over on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, where we stream almost every Tuesday around 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you want to come hang out with us virtually, you can while we play some fun games.
Yeah.
Or over on YouTube, the YouTube channel, Gamer Parents Podcast, where we post audio versions of every single episode.
Yes. Or over on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast, where we share about parenting and gaming through our stories and posts.
And if you're on Twitter or X, you could follow us over there at Gamer Parents Pod.
Give us a like, follow, comment, anything and everything, and we would greatly appreciate that. The best place to find us would be on our Discord server, and the link to that can be found on our episode description.
That's where we talk about life and games all throughout the week. But that's all that we have for y'all this time, so we will catch you in the next one.
Bye!